Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Continuing with our astrology seminar topics this week, we did Neptune, Uranus, and today we're going to do the analysis of the planet Pluto. The second farthest most planet out there, next to Neptune right now, is the farthest. And I feel that if you can get Pluto down, you will really understand astrology for sure. So this is a topic I haven't talked about in a long time. Analysis of that tiny puppy with powerful chakras, old Pluto. And at this point, you might be saying, Mickey, where's your dog? Well, my dog Pluto is not in the room right now. Get out of here, Mickey. Okay, let's take a look at this planet, the wild planet Pluto. Wild thing, Pluto. And actually, you know, I do love this planet. I really do, because frankly, some of the best years of my life occurred when I was having my Pluto trine Uranus and my Pluto trine Venus, when this show got established. So wow, thank God for Pluto as well. If anybody doubts the power of that puppy, forget it, because that planet is mucho power. And really, seriously, if you want to get astrology down, you have to know these planets and what they mean. Let's take a look at Pluto. Pluto can be considered the higher octave of Mars. It is named after the god of Hades. It was discovered in 1930, but had not been predicted. It actually had been predicted far earlier than that. Pluto represents those elements which have not yet been integrated into the collective consciousness. Pluto's eccentric orbit shows that it is not yet in tune with the rest of our solar system. This also suggests that Pluto might either be a recent addition to our solar system or an ex-satellite or moon of Neptune. Pluto's eccentric orbit crosses Neptune's, leaving Neptune the furthest planet from the sun. It should next be at a perihelion, the point of orbit closest to the sun, in 1989, being within the orbit of Neptune for some time before and after. Most planets have orbits within 3 degrees of the ecliptic. Mercury's tilt is a bit more at 7 degrees, but Pluto has the incredibly sharp tilt of 17 degrees. Wow. Pluto represents the urge to transform and regenerate, bringing rebirth. It is the symbol of decay, contamination, infection, destruction, desire, obsessions, disintegration, and elimination, but also a symbol of a cleansing, healing, catharsis. And the glyph of Pluto is similar to Neptune's, except that it has a small circle rather than the extended central line. However, some astrologers and astronomers use an almost initial P as the symbol for Pluto, with a little line to the right on the bottom of that P. Some further information about Pluto in our topic. Pluto takes 246 years to travel around the sun. So if you have a Pluto return, then obviously you are really, you're up there in age, of course. But, and because of its eccentric orbit, it stays in a sign varying from 13 to 32 years. Isn't that incredible? That's a long time to have a variance. It seems that when it moves from one sign to the next, important world events and changes can occur. For instance, it moved into Cancer at the time of the outbreak of World War I and was entering Leo at the time of the Munich crisis and the start of World War II. 1984, which is a book that was written by George Orwell, and of course, the famous year of the Olympics in Los Angeles, was marked by Pluto moving into the sign it rules, Scorpio, and still Pluto really hasn't made an incredible world-shaking effect on the planet except for the AIDS crisis, the hunger situation, the homeless situation, and also this abortion issue, all of which seem to be plutonic effects on this planet. Pluto is associated with the creative and regenerative forces of the body and the genital area, the unconscious mind, and force change, also with the underworld, eruptions, volcanoes, and earthquakes. There's been some very, very heavy, damaging earthquakes, death-shaking earthquakes since Pluto's been in Scorpio, of course. Big business, beginnings and ends of all phases in life, and of course, life and death. Now, For today's topic in the analysis of Pluto, we are going to look at the natal location of Pluto in your chart. So if you have an astroscope there, for today's topic, you want to find out what house your Pluto is in. If we turn to my astroscope, we'll eventually find towards the end there, it says Pluto in house 10. There you go. So for today's topic, I can relate to that. Now also, when you are looking in today's chart, we are going to talk about the transit effects of where Pluto may be in your chart, which house it might be in, because it does remain in one house from 12 to 32 years. Actually, it's leaving Scorpio in 1995, so it's only going to be like an 11-year pass from Scorpio to Sag. But still, we can follow what it is doing to our charts by looking at what house it is moving through. The emphasis of Pluto in the first house, if you were born with Pluto in the first house, Plutonic traits will definitely be emphasized. Frankly, if you have Pluto on the ascendant, like Mick Jagger, even though he's a Leo rising, this guy has Pluto rising in Leo in the first house. And as far as I'm concerned, anyone with Pluto rising is like unto an even more intense and passionate and sexually oriented than any Scorpio rising could be. So Plutonic traits will definitely be emphasized, but special attention should be given to aspects of Pluto in the first house. Some areas of the personality might be blocked and held back. The key for Pluto in any house or any sign is that sometimes it buries emotions. It contains them or doesn't show them. So people with Pluto rising or Pluto in the first house obviously could be hiding something or be secretive about something without even knowing it. And psychological problems might emerge from this. A conjunction between Saturn and Pluto occurred while these planets were in Leo and transiting Libra in the late 1940s and in 1982-83. That's when I was born, when Pluto was just missed a conjunction to Saturn, thank goodness. And the conjunction may emphasize physical and psychological problems if in the first house. Of course, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction connects karma with need to rebirth, let go, and dig deep to those emotions we're hiding and express them. Also, an intense sexual karma can exist with a Saturn-Pluto conjunction. Now, also, if you are going through, like I am, a Pluto transit your first house, and that would be either late Libra risings or Scorpio risings dealing with this, it is a total rebirth. It's a very slow cocooning stage. A lot of things happen when Pluto goes through the first house. It's live or die, as far as I can see. A need to detox, a need to protect your body, to take care of yourself, to exercise, to change those bad habits. It might be a gradual change because Pluto is like a slow burn effect, but we do see appearance changes. We see change in weight, change in how we dress and how we relate to life. Our body chemistry can change. And also our basic attitude about self. Self-esteem is an issue with Pluto in that first house. So many of you that have Pluto in the first house, if you're Libra or Scorpio rising, that's your transit. And frankly, a congratulations, because a new you is being developed. Talk about stripping the ego away. If you have Pluto in the second house in your natal chart, then definitely business ability and drive, perhaps covetousness, if Pluto lies in Cancer, are too much of a business person. Business in the second house, but just a real major need to express oneself through money and acquisition and possessions. Pluto has two sides. It can be a strong ego or very selfish, or it might be actually somebody who could be actually very compassionate and selfless. So basically, I really do think that if you do have Pluto in any house, you'll either find ego or you will find what we call total selflessness and high self-esteem. So I really do feel that understanding that is important, because with Pluto in my 10th, I did come from a very arrogant, egocentric, conceited position in career, and I've definitely come a long way since then, for sure. Better believe that. Okay, and also, let's take a look at Pluto in the third house. Obsessive powers of concentration, especially if heavily aspected, otherwise inconsistent flow of mental activity. Pluto in the third house creates a piercing mind and piercing brothers and sisters, and also the type of situation that I feel is very, very important when it comes to third house, Pluto, is getting therapy in case you need it, because these people have a lot of trouble expressing their emotions. You better believe it. And if you are somebody like a Virgo rising, or actually a late Leo rising, you may be going through that Pluto through the third house, which can be piercing emotionally and also piercing as far as your basic psychological framework, where you're really not admitting to yourself or fessing up to yourself what is going on. So that's the third house. Now, fourth house, Pluto, intensity, if you have this in your birth chart, in your natal chart, intensity of feeling in family matters, liable to explosive domestic moods when you have Pluto in the fourth natally, and a tremendous transition and rebirth experienced during your life in the home when you have fourth house Pluto. Now, transit fourth house is interesting. When Pluto transits your fourth house, like I would say, maybe the Cancer rising or Leo rising is going through that, then real good for real estate, especially if you're picking up trines, real good for home improvement, and wonderful for finally actually adhering to some roots and staying in one place for a while. Fifth house Pluto gets a little tricky. If you have a natal fifth house Pluto or you're dating somebody with that, look out. Many love affairs, promiscuous potential here, and the possibility of taking an exaggerated view of their love affairs, also heightened fertility with more incidents of pregnancies and or abortions or even miscarriages. So karma with children and delivery of children when they have a fifth house Pluto, and intense creative ability, no matter what it is, it's piercing. Wherever your creative ability is, could be a piercing relationship with your father also. And frankly, if you're having a transit through your fifth house with Pluto, there will be a focus karmically on family, on children, on romance, and on dealing with many romances perhaps, or trying to balance them, and also a focus and enhancement on your creativity for those Gemini and Cancer risings going through that fifth house transit right now. Sixth house Pluto is kind of weird, frankly, because it rules the lower gut and the genital system. Frankly, if you have a sixth house Pluto, there could be digestive problems if you worry a lot. But you are capable of concentrated work efforts, piercing dedication to the work and job. And also, sixth house Pluto makes a wonderful detective or surgeon. But be aware of protecting yourself health-wise in your lower chakra region and not worrying so much, because that's where you'll contain a lot of the energy-sensitive genital region, too, with sixth house Pluto. If you're going through a sixth house transit of Pluto, that would be probably Gemini risings and some Cancer risings, then look out for major basic transformation in the work area and a total detoxing of your health with that sixth house transit. Isn't this great? This last few days, we've been doing these planets, and a lot of people have been benefiting tremendously. Okay, and seventh house Pluto is interesting. If you're born with Pluto in the seventh, if well aspected, excellent for business partnerships. Now, you've been looking for people to get involved in partnerships with. That seventh house Pluto is the way to go. Too autocratic, though, if in Leo. Not good for partnerships if in Leo. And frankly, I do think that people with seventh house Plutos are very intense and piercing when it comes to relationships and marriage. So we're talking about need for lots of sex, too, and also a need for lots of transformation, rebirth, and soul growth when you have that seventh house Pluto. Transiting seventh house, this would be Taurus rising people would have Pluto in the seventh. A total restructuring in the last few years and the next few years coming up as to how you view relationships, the importance of love, sex, and intimacy, and what your plans are and your goals are. You may have never been as interested in relationships and commitment as you are now, but frankly, with Pluto transiting your seventh, there would be an emphasis on that, and that would definitely affect your life. Now, eighth house Pluto, if you're born with Pluto in the eighth house, your analytical ability and keen sense of logic and intuition is shown possibly by the addition of other water in your chart. Major focus on things like life and death, on rebirth, on transformation, learning about them, teaching them to maybe other people, getting involved in higher consciousness ideas of sex and stuff. And also, frankly, if you do have an eighth house Pluto, then you're going to be different. You're going to be really different than most people. And you're also going to be the type of person that would definitely, possibly, I would think, need to transform and rebirth more than anybody else. Let's put it that way. And lots of changes concerning your sex life. Inheritances and legacies are more possible with that eighth house transformation. And also, what I do like, if you are a, would be an Aries rising, and you are going through that eighth house transit of Pluto in Scorpio, wow, that's wonderful for sexual fulfillment and romantic fulfillment at high levels. And that's why we really do enjoy that tremendously if we are Aries rising. Some people go totally celibate when Pluto's in their eighth house because they decide they don't want to mess around unless it's perfect. Something to know about. Okay, ninth house Pluto in the birth chart. If you're born with Pluto in house nine, mental strain can occur with this placing, and the subject can be over-forceful mentally, too much focus on the mind and using the mind, too much mental distraction required, and we're talking independent. This person has a piercing need to be free of anyone and everything, and it's sort of like a gypsy aspect too. Frankly, when Pluto enters your ninth house in a transit state, if you do have some trines and sextiles in that zone, you will find yourself traveling. Definitely a travel bunny when it goes in that ninth house there, for sure, transit-wise. Well, let's hit my chart now, the 10th house Pluto. When Pluto's in house 10, let's face it, this is the best placing for Pluto without question. A dynamic force, and if directed towards the career and life objectives, it will work well, though perhaps ruthlessly. This is definitely a fame aspect or major aspect of publicity, recognition, and public relations. And obviously, if you are a Pisces rising and you would have, let's say, Pluto in the ninth, or let's say you'd have Aquarius rising, there you go, Aquarius rising people would have Pluto going through their 10th right now, so they're being given the biggest opportunity of all the rising signs to succeed in career with that Pluto transit in their 10th. And under affliction, of course, the 11th house Pluto is obsessed about goals and objectives, and no one better get in the way of an 11th house Pluto that has things to do in their life. Talk about railroading people and running people over. Pluto under affliction in the 11th house can be very strange and very intense with their friends if they have any, and also obsessed with goals at almost any cost. And obviously the transit of Pluto in the 11th can blow your friends away and also force you to focus on goals that are needless because you've already accomplished enough. You know, some of these people that are fanatical about their accomplishment, that's possibly an 11th house transit of Pluto. And that, once again, would be a Capricorn rising with Pluto in the 11th. That's a transit state. And, of course, a lot of the people that are going through, yeah, I told you that, Aquarius rising for Pluto through the 10th. And then finally, 12th house Pluto is a very, very intense placement, very karmic. And under severe affliction in the birth chart, if you have Pluto in the 12th, deep-rooted psychological disorders are possible. If free from affliction, a positive use of the subconscious and extremely intuitive and psychic, extremely intuitive and psychic for 12th house Pluto. And frankly, if you are having a transit with Pluto going through your 12th house, that means you're either early Scorpio rising, I'm sorry, you'd be late Scorpio rising, or you'd be Sag rising, late Sag rising or whatever, something like that, then you'd be going through that transit of Pluto through the 12th. This can be trouble if you are addicted to drugs or alcohol, or if you're subject to criminal behavior, because you can end up in the boot, in jail, with a transit of Pluto through the 12th house. It could be a service to humanity through paying a price in an institution of some kind. But like I say, Pluto through the 12th can also dump the trash in your life, dump the garbage, detox your body, and put you into a blissful nirvanic state if you make the right choices. So isn't that great? You know, I love these planetary topics, and if the mail keeps up, we'll continue with more of the planets in the shows to come, and that'll make a nice collection of tapes for those people into introductory astrology and those people that want review also. We'll be right back. the Astrology Hour on KFOX 93.5 FM, also known as Astrological Metaphysical Radio, weekdays, 93.5 FM at 12 noon. And thank you for joining the club and supporting the show, for sure.